Life Radio's Living Witnesses, we are on the final week of our consecration preparation for Marian consecration. Retreat materials are available at 33daystomorningglory.com. That's 33daystomorningglory.com. We are reading from Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. It is a do-it-yourself retreat, and we're on page 107. For 4 weeks, we've been reflecting on what Marian consecration is all about, and we've covered a lot of material. While our prayer program of daily pondering the text has helped us digest some of the information, we can still go deeper. To do this, we need what St. John Paul II calls Mary's wise capacity for remembering and embracing in a single gaze of faith. We can develop this wise capacity by continuing what we've been doing all along, namely pondering in our hearts, but now with a more refined focus. To give us this more refined focus for each week of the retreat, Father Gately has chosen 3 words that summarize a given week's teaching. So over the final few days, we'll reflect on 3 words each day, pondering their meaning for Marian consecration. Father Gately is confident that if we dedicate ourselves to this more refined prayer pondering, we'll be able to embrace the truth of Marian consecration in a single gaze of faith. After these 4 days of review are completed, we'll find a synthesis of what we've learned in a single formula of consecration that aims to capture the essence of Marian consecration. The 3 words that we learned from St. Louis de Montfort were passion, baptism, and gift. Let's ponder each one of those in turn.
Starting with the word passion, we recall that St. Louis de Montfort inherited his father's fiery temper. This could have led to disaster, but Louis consecrated himself to Jesus through Mary. He allowed Mary to take charge of his life and do with him as she willed. And what did Mary do with him? She set him on fire. She transformed his unholy anger into a blazing holy fire. She acted with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, to fill Louis with passion and zeal for Christ. And he proceeded to set all of Brittany on fire with a love for Jesus, the incarnate wisdom. And not only Brittany, de Montfort's inspiring teaching blazed through the centuries, igniting saints, popes, and even poor sinners with a burning love for God. We may not have been born with St. Louis de Montfort's fiery temper, but we could all use a portion of his zealous spirit. We could all use a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who stirs souls into flame and fills them with holy fire. How do we invite this fire? How do we call it down? By imitating de Montfort's example of going to Mary, depending on Mary, and being with Mary. For, as Louis himself says, when the Holy Spirit, Mary's spouse, finds a soul united to Mary, he flies there. He enters there in his fullness. He communicates himself to that soul abundantly and to the full extent to which it makes room for his spouse, Our Lady. The Holy Spirit wants to work his wonders even in our day. He wants to raise up new saints, great saints. Why then does he do so rarely? According to de Montfort, it's because he rarely finds in us a sufficiently great union with Mary. In this final stretch that leads to consecration day, may we go with great zeal to give ourselves completely to Mary and allow the Holy Spirit to fly to us and fill us with holy passion and fire.
We're going to do things a little bit different today because the retreat companion doesn't have discussion questions. We're merely called to ponder the 3 words that we're learning about today. And they have a neat little exercise in here that's called the 3 words rosary. The workbook says, during these 5 final days, there will be no new questions. Instead, you'll have an opportunity to reflect on the 3 words that summarize the teaching of each of our 4 Marian giants, St. Louis, St. Maximilian, Blessed Mother Teresa, and St. John Paul II. Then on the final day, you'll have the chance to reflect on the words of the prayer you will use in making your consecration. Space is provided to record your thoughts and prayers on the fruits of your pondering, and yes, even your final few questions if you have any. I want to remind you, too, that if you do have any final questions, feel free to visit 33daystomorningglory.com. That's 33daystomorningglory.com and pose your questions there. Julie does a great job at answering and responding to these questions. As the retreat companion suggests, we will give you the opportunity to ponder each word while meditating on a decade of the rosary.
As Michelle was reading from this section on the word passion, and this, again, the St. Louis de Montfort, we're on day 29, and the three words we're considering are passion, baptism, and gift. And as she was reading through our recap of the word passion, again, I just felt that own fire in my own life of wanting to become a saint so deeply. And yet, the finding again, the simple formula is being united to Mary, and then where Mary is, the Holy Spirit flies there. He enters there in his fullness. And so many times I think we pray directly to the Holy Spirit, which is wonderful and good. The Holy Spirit prayer is one of my favorites, just in terms of, please give me, you know, your wisdom and your courage and the gifts of the Spirit. But I really like thinking about this in terms of he's all the more with a soul who is united to Mary. And that's really something that's coming alive for me in this consecration as I ponder that first word, passion, of St. Louis.
I found it helpful because I'd kind of forgotten about St. Louis's passion at this stage of the retreat preparation. And to bring us back to that first week and hearing about his passion now, it's just kind of like reigniting and it's relighting that original fire now that we have all of this foundation that's been put in place with our understanding and comprehension of what Marian consecration is.
And, you know, I really love this recap because I think that I wouldn't fully understand the idea of the Holy Spirit being Mary's spouse and she being his until after we read the next week, until after we read about St. Maximilian Kolbe. So now that we're in our final days recapping everything, particularly St. Louis de Montfort today, I also come with a much greater understanding of that relationship between Mary and the Holy Spirit.
I know on the first day, I jumped in right away, and I was like, oh, I love St. Louis de Montfort because his fiery temper, I can totally relate to that. But a lot of people maybe have a different temperament or had a different feeling when they first read those couple of days about Louis de Montfort, and they might have been like freaked out, a little scared. And so
they might have found Mother Teresa a little more relatable.
Yeah, yeah. I think very many of us have, we all have different personalities, and so each of these four saints mm-hmm. is going to strike us differently. But I hope that no matter what our personality is, as we have gone this far in the retreat, we're on day 29, and we're reflecting back on the first 7 days where we were with St. Louis de Montfort, I really hope that whatever our own personality is, that that zeal and that fire is ignited in the way that it's appropriate for us, given our state in life and our personality and where we're at with all of this. Because really, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us that fire to want to do more for our Lord and through Our Lady. And it just all beautifully goes together.
It really does. In the Workbook Companion, Carol Younger suggests that as we ponder this word, we pray a decade of the rosary. So why don't we take time now and pray one decade of the rosary as we think about the word passion.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That's going to wrap up our first section for today. We will be back with our next word, which is baptism, on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
Hail Mary.
We're now going to start with the second word as we're pondering the three words for St. Louis de Montfort as in our recap on day 29 in the book 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. The second word that we studied with St. Louis de Montfort is baptism. St. Louis places his devotion to Mary squarely within the mystery of Christ. The best example of this is how he begins his formula for consecration with a renewal of baptismal vows. For baptism is all about Christ. At baptism, we're transformed into members of the body of Christ, made into other Christs. Baptism also has to do with the Holy Spirit. Father Gately says this because it's the Holy Spirit who first formed Christ, and it is the Holy Spirit who continues to form other Christs, the member of Christ's body, that's us, at every baptism. Now, who does the Holy Spirit use to form Christ? He uses Mary, even though he has no absolute need for her. So, for example, he made use of Mary at the Annunciation, which led to the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He made use of Mary just before Pentecost, which led to the birth of the body of Christ, the Church. He made use of Mary at every baptism, which gives birth to other Christs, the members of his body. The Holy Spirit always makes use of Mary to give birth to Christ, and the more he finds a soul that is united to Mary, the more active and mighty he becomes in producing Jesus Christ in that soul. That is a quote from True Devotion to Mary, written by St. Louis de Montfort. It is fitting, then, that de Montfort has us renew our baptismal promises in the context of giving ourselves to Mary, for it is her job, with the Holy Spirit, to bring the grace of baptism to its fulfillment. Baptism isn't the end. It's a marvelous beginning, a glorious new morning. Yes, it transforms us, making us into members of Christ's body, but there's more work to be done. Baptism is an already, but not yet, reality. It already makes us into Christ as members of his body, but not yet fully formed in Christ. After baptism, we still have to grow in Christ, and it's Mary's job to oversee and nurture this growth with the Spirit. Thus, there's no question of de Montfort's devotion to Mary taking us away from Christ. Mary's whole goal is to lead us to Christ and to bring us to the point where we can say with St. Paul from Galatians 2, verse 20, it is no longer I that live, but Christ. The whole goal of true devotion to Mary is our ongoing post-baptismal transformation in Christ.
to me, I really see a parallel. When a woman gives birth to a child, a Christian woman, we should say, their goal is to raise that child and to lead that child to be a successful part of the community and to love and serve God. And Mary's role is really the same thing in baptism. I mean, it's quite clear in the scriptures as our birth into the life of Christ. So it's a great parallel.
I've never thought about the idea that Mary becomes our mother at baptism. I've really taken on a much deeper and greater appreciation and love for the sacrament since I've become Catholic, I think for obvious reasons, because that's where we find out and we learn what's really happening at baptism, that the Holy Spirit fills us and washes away that original sin. But I've never thought until now about the idea of that becoming the moment when Mary really becomes our mother and begins to lead us on this journey.
I think that one thing that we really need to highlight with this is that the Holy Spirit, God and the Father, Jesus the Son, the whole Trinity has beautifully used Mary throughout the centuries, but has absolutely no need for her, so to speak. They draw that out clearly. God is God. He could do whatever he wanted. You know, he could have appeared on the earth as a fully grown man. But in his divine providence, he chose to come through Mary into the world. And as we just read, he comes through to the church through Mary at Pentecost. And at every baptism, she's there with the Holy Spirit, her spouse. And I think that's really important, because if someone says to you, well, you know, what is all this Marian consecration? I just want to go straight to Jesus. Well, of course, you can always go straight to Jesus. Mary doesn't block that at all. If anything, she's the superhighway to Jesus, so or the elevator in St. Therese's language of taking us there even quicker. So I really love meditating on that part. That part is so beautiful to me, that she's just pure and total gift. There is no need for her, and yet in her, I think we can really so much more find ourselves, because she was fully human, and we can imitate her and model after her and find that beautiful life in her as she always points us to her Son.
We're going to take the last few minutes of this segment, and we're going to meditate on the word baptism while we pray one decade of the rosary. Following this, we are going to also sing a Hail Mary with Billy Tarsios on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Final word that we're going to be reflecting on today from Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, is gift, and it's on page 109 of your book. If only we have the courage to give ourselves completely to Mary, then we'll experience Marian consecration as an incredible gift. Moreover, the more we give ourselves to her, the more we'll experience the greatness of this gift. We give, and she gives back infinitely more. We give her our sinful selves, and she gives us her immaculate heart. We give her our own meager merits, and she not only augments and purifies them with her perfect love, but gives us her infinitely greater merits and graces. We become empty after having given her all, and she fills us with the Spirit of God. She cares for our family, friends, and loved ones on our behalf, even better than we ourselves can. She anticipates our needs and orders every detail of our lives to the greater glory of God. The path of holiness with her is a path of roses and honey compared to walking it without being consecrated to her. Indeed, she makes even our crosses and trials into something sweet. Moreover, she protects us from temptations and the attacks of the evil one. Belonging completely to Mary is the quickest, easiest, and surest way to Jesus. If we were to fully realize how great a gift consecration to Jesus through Mary is, we'd almost never stop smiling and praising God for giving it.
Mary, as you were reading that portion about gift, it just so tied in beautifully with what we were saying about the previous word, baptism, and the pointing out the fact that God doesn't have to use Mary, but he chose to do that. And that really is the definition of a gift, I think. A gift is something freely given just to give joy and happiness to the recipient. And I love that last line where it says, we'd almost never stop smiling and praising God for this gift. Many of us have difficulties in our lives. We're in different trials, maybe financial or relationship, and it can be really easy to have a negative or a pessimistic outlook on life, but when we consider the tremendous blessings we've been given, and particularly this grace of Marian consecration that we're about to receive, I think that really can help many of us just have that joy enter back into our lives and a smile on our face.
It also makes me think about a discussion that we had earlier in the retreat about how sometimes it's hard to trust, maybe when we're tithing at church and not all the bills have been paid, but somehow the more generous you are, the more you see Mary's role. So the more generous you are with yourself, the more graces you can begin to recognize that she's beginning to pour out. It. I don't recall which day that was, but I do remember a discussion about that.
And I think really what you're saying there, Michelle, is beautiful, because we have to be looking each day for the graces. Sometimes we don't have on our spiritual eyeglasses, you know, we're just set into the routine of our day and we got to get all these things done. And yet when we take those brief moments throughout the day to ponder, and especially as we've been doing for 29 days in this retreat, hopefully you've had a chance to ponder each day the reading and the wording that Father Gately's brought forth. I think that really helps us to just stay united and have that true unity of life that we should, where our faith is integrated into our physical life so that we're a complete person in that way.
Let us take a few moments and ponder the word gift as we pray one decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Julie, would you like to read us in today's prayer before we do our final meditation?
So today's prayer for day 29 is, spend the day pondering St. Louis de Montfort's Marian teaching as it is summarized by these three words, passion, baptism, and gift.
We do want to take some time now for some shout outs because we have several people who have contacted us either via email or at our blog site, 33daystomorningglory.com. That's 33daystomorningglory.com. Julie, what's the first shout out we have for today?
Sure. We got a great comment from Jeannie in Valrico, Florida, who said, thank you for turning me on to the 33 Days to Morning Glory podcast. I've listened every day and have shared the site with our home study group of 20 people plus, as well as my friends and other consecration circles. One senior citizen has been distributing the 33 Days to Morning Glory book to all her Catholic friends. I am visiting in Northern Virginia with my family and shared the book with the parish priest, who just happens to be the son of friends from my home parish at St. Stephen's in Valrico. Holy Spirit moment. He's unfamiliar with the program, but I will give him the workbook and DVD so he can start a study at his parish. Again, thank you for your inspirations. Please thank the Marys. That's Mary Graham and Mary Beth Finster.
That's awesome. Big shout out to Jeannie from Valrico. Thank you so much for your comments. Another comment here. I just finished day one of the podcast, and I'm so moved that my friend shared this with me. I feel that generosity and zeal already working in me. So excited and can't wait till tomorrow, which is day two. That's from Edna. Thank you, Edna, so much for your comments there.
You know, one of the things I love with these comments is it tells how people are taking it out to others and sharing it. And mm-hmm. that's a real heart response when something impacts you. Claudia from St. Pete said, everywhere I go, 33 days is on people's lips. Today at Magnificat, my table was talking about it, and God is doing marvelous things. Magnificat, for those of you who don't know, it's a group of people that meet on Saturday mornings and pray together and have a witness talk. So she's got a group there that's supporting her, and she's sharing with things with them as well.
It's very exciting, too, to see the people that are responding from all over the country. We have Kristen, who's written in from Illinois. She says, thanks so much for sending this. I just started my second consecration. I will definitely pass it on to others as I give the book to them.
And Amelia is sharing it with her Bible study group. So that's a neat thing to do, too. Some people are already in different Bible study groups, adult faith formation groups, maybe you're in a ministry at your parish, and just to be able to share 33 Days to Morning Glory and the Marian consecration with those closest to you. You know, we don't have to go out and change the world. Let's just change each of us a little area in our own parish or group of friends.
Elizabeth wrote in from Missouri. This is so wonderful. I have forwarded this to a number of participants in the Advent retreat and suggested that they email you to get on the list to receive these reflections.
And just so you know, Elizabeth led a huge group during Advent, and they all consecrated on January 1st, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. So she shared a podcast with her whole team, and I know a lot of Beautiful. New consecrations are going to be spreading out from there. Bonnie from St. Petersburg emailed us and said, we're enjoying your podcast for 33 Days to Morning Glory. Great job there and many great insights.
We got a note in from Valerie in Tampa. Thanks so much. What a blessing you are.
And this one, I think, means the most to me. Janet from Alabama said, I feel like we've become friends with you gals working me through these 33 days. And Janet, just a great shout out to you. We are your friend, and we're just delighted that you've been listening, and praise God for our words of God and help you in that way.
That is so beautiful. We can see the number of people that are listening to the podcast every single day, and I just feel like you are all part of our family. It is so awesome to develop this friendship and relationship with you through this podcast. I want to give another shout out to Mark. Mark has been a supporter of Adoration Radio, where we play Catholic music. He wrote me an email at mary@cultureoflifemedia.com. Mary, I've been enjoying the consecration broadcast. Be assured, God's spirit and timing are definitely involved in this, or at least it's true for me. Thank you. It is so exciting as we move closer to Consecration Day. Since we don't have questions to ponder in the next segment, we're just going to listen to all of the prayers and meditations from St. Louis de Montfort on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. Our final segment of the consecration preparation on 33 Days to Morning Glory, we're looking at the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort. On day 29, he has a reading from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. It's book 1, chapter 1, of The Imitation of Christ in Contempt of All Vanities of the World. If you would like to read this reading, you can find it at fisheaters.com. That's fisheaters.com. He then goes into the Litany of the Holy Ghost, followed by Ave Maria Stella and the Litany of the Holy Name of Jesus. So we're going to take some time now and listen to these prayers put to song on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
Thank you.
de Montfort then concludes with his prayer to Jesus and O Jesus Living in Mary. You can also find those prayers at fisheaters.com. That's fisheaters.com.